Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thirdingredient.com. Steve Martin is our guest. ProfitPro.us is his website. Score.org, too, right, Steve?
Absolutely, Jim.
That's where you can go and find out all the folks who can help you all around the country. Score volunteers all over the country that help you. Steve's one of the national leaders of that group is in the work that he does there in the Buffalo area in the Northeast. Steve, thanks again for being here. ProfitPro.us, folks, please check out his website. You'll get smarter when you do, and you'll be able to do a better job of what we're about to talk about, Steve. I think a lot of people are, especially young folks, think that if they get the technology right, that and you pointed this out earlier, if they get the technology right, that, you know, what could go wrong? And they don't realize that at some point in time, somebody has to count the pennies. Somebody has to put the nickels and the dimes together. Somebody has to reconcile all that business, and to the point where they determine, okay, we're doing good. In fact, we're growing at 10%, but we're only putting 2% profit on the bottom line. They don't realize one of the fundamentals is you have to fund growth. Growth is not in most businesses, unless you're in the drug cartel business. Most businesses are not self-funding. The growth is not self-funding. What do you think?
That's absolutely true. And if you're going to bootstrap or self-fund, that means you're driving surplus cash flow that you can use for that, building your working capital, buying the assets, whatever you need as well. But if you're going to have growth beyond what your internal cash flow can drive, that means you're going to have to convince other people that your story, your business story, is worthy of trust and worthy of people putting money into your business.
Yep.
Either through debt or through equity. And if you don't have good books, good financial records, you're going to have a very tough time.
Well, I tell a story about meeting a guy one time who said his business was unbelievable. Customers lined up out the door. I saw him 9 months later, and he looked like he was homeless. I said, "What happened?" He said, "I succeeded myself out of business. I outgrew my ability to fund that growth."
Oh.
And that's what that is a fundamental. That's a constant that can happen. Will happen if you're selling lemonade on the corner of the street, or if you're running a website. Either way, isn't it?
Oh, I see it happen all the time, Jim. And not every business can weather the growth. As you point out, you can be so successful that you outstrip your ability to raise capital, and the next thing you know, you're on the corner with a cup in hand, and that's frustrating. So
well,
you have to not only manage your growth, but you have to look toward what your capital sources are going to be as you need more.
That's right. And which includes another fundamental, and that is if you're a small business, having banking relationships. And I'm not talking about fintech either.
Yes.
I'm not talking about, because fintech is expensive. If you can borrow money without doing, I mean, I know it's cool to borrow money online, but that's an expensive way to borrow money that is going to cut into your ability to fund growth. You got to have a terrestrial banking
Absolutely.
Relationship. As a business owner, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right, and you're absolutely right about the online capital sources. It can be very, very expensive. And what frustrates me, Jim, is people take out those loans thinking that it's going to solve the problems, but they've failed to do their financial projections accurately enough.
Right.
And the next thing you know, they run out of money from that source. And now
that's
they're
right.
really just digging a deeper and deeper hole. Pretty well soon find themselves so far down they can't dig
and
out.
And the sad part is, Steve,
that doesn't have to happen.
That's exactly right. What you just said is exactly right. Because everything that needed to be known about how to prevent that was already knowable, wasn't it? It was a constant, as you said.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Business, profitpro.us, that's how you find Steve Martin online. Hey, Steve, good job today. Thanks again for 21 great years. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Jim, and congratulations, and thank you for all that you do.
Well, let's do 21 more. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Blasingame.
You
right.
Betcha.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.